It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, member FDIC, and by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
And again, a good morning to everybody. Dusty Donison with you on KD Country 94 on Waterside. Wake up today on this Wednesday, July 3rd, and we are joined right now by Julia Raby, the Executive Director at the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, to talk about a pretty big event that's coming up here this weekend. If you listen to our radio stations and you don't know about this yet, you're not paying attention, basically. But Julia is here to tell us about the first annual Lake Fest, which is coming up here this weekend at Wakanda Lake. Something unique for the first time here in 2019, right?
Absolutely. We're really excited to see this come together. What has been most inspiring to me is how regionally we've kind of gathered the different communities together to create this special event, Wakanda Lake Fest. We are excited to partner with our different communities and just see the benefits that it gives to us that we work together. So we're kicking off the day with Glen Elder's Lions Club Fun Run, and that's going to start down in the square at Glen Elder at 7 a.m. So you got to be bright and early for that one. But that is a long-standing event they've been doing for many years to raise money for their club, and we're excited to have that on Lake Fest this year. So we're going to kick the day off with that. And then in the afternoon, there's going to be Yard Game Olympics at Osage Park. And so that will be starting at 1 o'clock, and you can register up to that day. Two people, it's $25, and that is the state park is hosting that. And so what that will be is you will go over to where Osage Beach was before the water was high. but the pavilion is still standing and looking good. So you're going to get all your instructions there at the pavilion, and the Olympics will be lasting all afternoon, which lead us up to the beer garden at 4 o'clock. And we're really excited for Passenger Distributing to help us host this, along with Becker Autos and Trailers and Wakanda Boats. They're going to be working that beer garden from 4 o'clock until the Dueling Pianos concert, which will also be right there at Osage. So if you're not familiar with the layout of the lake, when you're heading west on 24, you're going to come to the first entrance of Glen Elder State Park, which is where the Wakanda Visitor Center is. And so if you see that entrance right there, you will be able to buy a park pass. A day pass is $5, and that's required for anywhere on the state park property. But we're going to make it really easy for you to get that pass. And so either location, you're going to be able to get a park pass for the day. And then you'll have access to the whole park throughout that July 6th Wakanda Lake Fest day. So Osage is that first section of the lake. It's closest to the dam. And that's where all of our headquarters will be. Throughout the day, there's going to be a camper, thanks to Becker's. And that'll be our headquarters. It's going to be a toy hauler so that you guys here at KD Country will be able to do a remote location. We're going to be doing giveaways from that camper, giving away t-shirts and tickets to the concert, and some other fun things that we got planned for that day. And so we'd love for you to come down to the lake, that area, and check out what's all going on.
And one of the things, like you said, we'll be there with our remote, and we'll be having people sign up from 3 to 9 for the summer giveaway as well. Mm-hmm. So also, did you mention the fundraiser that's going on there?
Sure. There's a couple fundraisers. One is for the Glen Elder Community Club. They're going to do a food stand out at Osage Park. And what they'll be doing is a Sloppy Joe's and some other different foods that they're going to be doing to raise money for their club. And that will, again, fund events out at Glen Elder. So we're so excited that they can come out and raise some money for their club. And we're also doing a fundraiser for the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. We're selling glow bracelets and necklaces. So we will have those at the headquarters, and we just got them in necklaces and bracelets that are going to light up the night before the fireworks start. And so if you would like those glow bracelets, that money goes back into the chamber so that we can continue to do these fun events like Lake Fest, Millapalooza, the parades, and all the things that we're able to do. And so we're really excited to be able to be out there. We'll have some golf carts cruising around at different campsites. We'll be selling these these glow sticks, and so people can give back to the fireworks and give back to the chamber. And that is the fireworks, of course, will be at the end of the night when it gets dark enough, and they will also be launched right there on the Osage Beach area up from that in the fields there. So if you're at the Dueling Pianos concert, there'll be a tent that you'll see, and we'd love to have you come down and bring some chairs and blankets, and rain or shine, that concert will be happening, and we're really excited to have that interactive, fun activity planned for that evening. Also, there will be historical activities happening up at the Visitor Center. So if you have never been in the Visitor Center, there was the grand opening was last year, and the Glen Elder State Park staffs that. And so you can go in and see different artifacts from when it was Wakanda Springs. Mm-hmm. There's some really cool stuff in there. And so those open hours will be all day on Saturday, but then special events will be happening from 6:30 to 9:30, and Kyle Peterson and Steve Richardson will be showing some special activities like rope making and weaving, and they'll be telling stories. They're just full of knowledge about this area, and so that'll be a really special time up at the Wakanda Visitor Center if you want to bring kids and family and just kind of check that out on Saturday evening.
I know that there's been a lot of rain and things have cause problems out there at the lake with camping and things like that, but that shouldn't deter people from coming out, right? You got a good spot, so make sure they come out and find that spot that you just mentioned, right?
Absolutely. We have, you know, definitely had high water, as people know, and so that's created some different diversions, but we will have plenty of space for parking. We'll have plenty of space for people to come down and just enjoy the day. The primitive camping sites, you know, there's a lot of them closed. Mm-hmm. The Glen Elder State Park will have all that information if you're looking for if there's camping. That's very limited. However, day trips are fine. We'll have plenty of room for people to drive in, and we'll get them directed to where to park and where to be. And so, yes, don't let that deter you from coming down and celebrating our freedom together.
Julia Rebbe from the Blood Area Chamber of Commerce. Is there anything else we need to touch upon, or does that cover it? Or
I think we're pretty much hit it all. I really want to just thank the community again for coming together like they have to make this first annual event happen. I think with Wakanda Lake Fest, we look forward to it growing. We'd like to see every year just more activities and more fun to happen around the lake. It's such a great asset that we have for Mitchell County, and we really want to just focus on that and show people what a beautiful lake we have. And we really also appreciate our premier sponsors, champion sponsors from the fireworks. We have Katy Country 94. We also have Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Brush Art are our premier sponsors, and we also had over 40 individual sponsors, and those will be published in the Beloit Call, and some social media posts will be put up, because we couldn't do this without our sponsors.
Yes.
So we really, really appreciate you giving to this event, and we look forward to just an amazing day on Saturday.
All right, Julia Raby from Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, thanks for the time. We'll see you on Saturday, all right?
All right, see you then.